From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Irma's winds, storm surge, and rainfall remain life-threatening. President Donald Trump assured those in Florida that preparations were well underway.
The governor has so far done a terrific job. I mean, they're prepared. We don't know exactly where it's going to be landing, where landfall will be, but we think we're as well prepared as you can possibly be.
Irma has killed at least 11 people, and authorities have rushed aid to the devastated string of Caribbean islands that have already felt Irma's wake. Thousands remain homeless. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Beijing strongly opposes the latest nuclear test by North Korea and that the key to resolving the current tension involves both sanctions and dialogue.
Given the new development on the Korean Peninsula, China agrees that the UN Security Council should make a further response by taking necessary measures. China will have close communications with the relevant parties, adopting a very objective and responsible attitude.
The United States is seeking the toughest ever UN sanctions on North Korea that would ban all oil and natural gas exports to the Northeast Asia nation and freeze all foreign financial assets of the government and its leader, Kim Jong-un. Gunmen shot and badly wounded Tanzania's most outspoken opposition figure near his home in the capital Thursday, Tundu Lissu of the Chadema Party, who recently faced criminal charges after he called President John Pombe Magufuli a dictator, was wounded by an unknown assailant in Dodoma. A statement from the opposition party said the lawmaker was seriously wounded. Police have launched a manhunt for Lissu's attackers. This is VOA News. Peter Maurer, president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, emphasized the need for all parties to work together to help Gaza. Maurer described the situation of some in Gaza, which highlighted a need for a resolution.
Let's just for a minute imagine how life is with 4 hours of electricity, with wastewater pump not functioning, with running water not functioning, and I think this is the reality at the present moment.
During his visit, Maurer met with the Hamas chief, Palestinian president, and the Israeli prime minister. Maurer said Hamas would not allow him access to two Israeli civilians believed to be held by the Islamic militant group in Gaza. He said his organization wants access to all those detained in conflict zones it visits. Ahead of Hurricane Irma's arrival in Florida, SpaceX launched the X-37B space plane.
3, 2, 1.
The unmanned Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Florida's Kennedy Space Center as schools and businesses boarded up for Hurricane Irma. The two Air Force space planes have already logged a combined 5.5 years in orbit, but officials won't say what the spacecraft are doing up there. The last mission lasted almost 2 years and ended with a May touchdown at the runway formerly used by NASA space shuttles. As has become customary, SpaceX landed its leftover booster back at Cape Canaveral for eventual reuse. It was SpaceX's 16th successful return of a first-stage booster. Journalists saw new fires burning Thursday in a Myanmar village that had been abandoned by Rohingya Muslims and pages ripped from Islamic texts that were left on the ground. That intensifies doubts about government claims that Rohingya have been destroying their own homes. About 164,000 Rohingya from the area have fled across the border into Bangladesh in less than 2 weeks since August 25th, when Rohingya insurgents attacked police outposts. Nearly 400 people have died in clashes with troops that were conducting clearance operations. The government blames insurgents for setting the villages on fire, although have not provided proof. Nestle, the world's biggest food and drinks company, is buying the husband and wife startup Sweet Earth, which sells frozen burritos stuffed with quinoa, beans, and other vegetarian ingredients. The move echoes efforts by packaged food conglomerates across the world that have been trying to appeal to more customers who favor fresher foods, smaller local brands, and who are worried about the ingredients they eat. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.